Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, this is called the Donnie Football Tomlin Tidbit. Mike Tomlin bloviates for roughly a half hour every Tuesday, and Donnie finds the one quote or soundbite that got on his radar and interested him most from that media powwow. Today, it sounded like a Kabbali question who must have had a better seat assignment because he was actually asking some questions today.
Well, yeah, that was the big reason why I played this one, just because, you know, we can applaud our guy a little bit, Mark Kabbali, for asking Mike Tomlin a question, because as Stained once said, it's been a while since we've heard Kaboom in that press conference setting.
Find someone who loves Ben Skoranek as much as Mark Kabbali.
Who does he love more, Skoranek or Rudolph at this point?
I think at that point he'd break it up and he would like do whatever that Japanese samurai thing is called on himself.
Ritual seppuku.
Yes.
He'd just kill himself. He'd just stick a sword in his stomach and disembowel himself so he didn't have to make a choice.
Yes.
I thought you
in
were
the football sense.
I thought
of course,
honestly you were going to go with like the Solomon. He would cut himself in half to give each half of himself to one of those.
He
two.
Loves Skoranek. Romo was loving himself some Skoranek too, saying that they need to target him more and get him more involved in the offense.
Pony, I mean, Tomlin by his very answer there loves him some Skoranek. You know, he is a football. When you call somebody who's a receiver a football player first and then a receiver, you are tacitly saying they're not a very good receiver.
Well, he did say that about Hines Ward, though, too, Chris.
Okay, that's like the one example where it actually is used in a truly complimentary sense. Like, they aren't calling Steve Tasker football player first and then a receiver because they think he's actually both.
Who are some other guys that fall into that category?
Like, true football.
Football player first, position player second.
Ooh.
Taysom Hill.
How about George Kittle?
I think he's like the
Mr.
platonic
blocking.
Ideal of a tight end,
well,
though.
I know, the fact that he's willing to just get in there and get his nose dirty and block and everything. Like, I wouldn't say that about Kelsey. Gronk,
no.
You could have said it.
See, those guys to me are just tight ends.
Or is it because they're too good at like what they do?
Like, I think of a guy, here's a guy that's up for the Hall of Fame that's cut from the same cloth as Hines.
Okay.
I think Steve Smith is one of those guys. He's not a wide receiver.
A
he's just
player.
A guy that is going to go out and do whatever it takes.
Does any defensive player get this award? I feel like it's only used on offensive players.
I feel like Polamalu is somebody you could throw in there.
Sure.
Okay, that's a good one, Don.
All over the place.
How about like the late Frank Wycheck? You know who, if he was, I'm not trying to slag this guy. I mean this because I think he fits the bill of what we're talking about. If he got more run and he was a little better, frankly, just played a lot more.
Yeah.
They would say it about Connor Hayward.
You're right. I agree with that.
He's the other guy on the roster I think about.
Which, by the way, like I'm happy that they found, because I like Connor, like that he's found his niche here and it's worked. But it is still weird to me that he has two jobs on the team, special teams, and then whenever there
is a
massive fourth and short or third and short, he's the guy with his foot with the football in his hands.
How did they decide he was going to be the guy who did that?
They must have worked it at training camp, and he was the best one, I would think.
Or they said he is technically like fourth string tight end. We need him, but we can like risk injury because he could probably play through it. How about this one from Drunken Pittsburgh on Twitter?
Good one.
Deebo Samuel is a football player.
Correct.
I like that one.
That's
that
100%
is good.
Right.
Yeah, how Connor, though, just I'm the tush-push guy.
And I think it's a waste of having Rodgers on the field to just have him stand back there and watch.
I completely agree.
Why are you playing
agree.
10 on 11?
Thank you.
Do you agree with that, Don? What's the
I
point?
Had that exact
back
thought.
There to give the finger gun.
Why do you not have another person pushing or blocking?
If the play gets, if there's a fumble and now he's the last
That's
guy back there, what the heck is he going to do?
That has been my thought all season long. He would give a worse effort than Jeff Reed in his last days.
I mean, Rodgers would practically wave to the guy as he was going
by. Which, by the way, did you see that Jeff Reed, like, I wouldn't say caught some strays, but some people brought up what we brought up with Jeff Reed because of a story that went viral last night. Quentin Jammer said that he played every game drunk in 2011, I think was the year, because he was going through a divorce.
Okay.
So the way he coped was to self-medicate.
Oh, God.
And he's like, dead ass, I played every game drunk. And some people got in his mentions and said, so did Jeff Reed. That didn't hurt him at all.
I saw that get quote tweeted with a play from that year, and
you could
it
tell.
Certainly made you question what was going on with Quentin Jammer, who was a pretty good player.
Yeah, he was.
But yeah, there was a play like pass down the seam. He was just nowhere to be found, just very much dogging it in the direction of the receiver.
Well, didn't Josh Gordon say he played a bunch of games drunk,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, Josh Gordon, it was like a very serious problem. A lot of NBA guys have said they've played high or drunk. Jammer's tweet, I can't read it because it's like a little profane, but he describes bleep face drunk in there. I cannot...
There's a big difference between drunk and bleep face drunk.
Right. So if he's being serious here, and obviously it sounds like he got a lot of help because like his whole thing was be vulnerable and actually say you need help, which I'm happy that that's his message coming out of this.
Yeah.
I would be lying, though, if part of me didn't think of like anything I've tried to do athletically when, quote, bleep face drunk. Doesn't it make you feel like that person must have superpowers if they actually could play in a game?
And no one really to the naked eye noticed it.
He's playing cornerback.
True.
His job is to backpedal as fast as he can and then make lightning quick cuts against some of the most athletic people on the planet.
Yeah.
If I was bleep face drunk, I would be face down in the turf after one play. The guy might be like Hancock, that superhero, Donnie, that Will Smith played. He's just hammered, but he can do whatever he wants.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.